This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. For decades, lawmakers have complained about how complicated the MFP is, and we recently asked State Superintendent John White if he could explain the public school funding formula.
The Minimum Foundation Program is a formula that uses state and local tax dollars to make sure that every child's education is funded, and it provides more money in places that are poor, and it provides more money where the kids have greater levels of need.
It starts with a base amount.
There is an amount of money for every child from the state, about $4,000.
Federal dollars are added in for certain categories of students.
The federal government's funding is all for students with disabilities, for low-income kids, and for English language learners.
Each local school district's contribution is calculated as well.
Local communities have different property values, different ability to generate their own taxes, and so the state kicks in more in those environments that have less ability to fund their own systems.
In addition to being complicated, the MFP is also one of the largest state general fund expenditures in the budget. And as Appropriations Chairman Cameron Henry notes, the legislature has no real control over it.
As it relates to the legislative authority over the MFP, we either can vote that up or down. We don't actually get to change it, adjust it. We get that from BSEE, and then we either say we like the number, we don't like the number. And that's $3.4 billion that we, in essence, don't have any control over other than an up or down vote.
This session, Henry has filed HB 330, which would let the legislature alter the formula, reducing the per pupil base amount, which comes from the state general fund. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.